This is Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ. Now, here's your host, Mark Shuttleworth.
It is Rock Talk. My name is Mark Shuttleworth, and joining us on the phone today, we have two guests. We have James Smith, who is the president of Nativity Preparatory Academy School. James, welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, Mark, thanks so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Absolutely. And we also welcome Manisha Geary, who is an alumni of the school. Manisha, great to have you on the program with us.
Hi, it's an honor to be here.
Fantastic. So let's get some background, James. Kind of give us the background of Nativity Prep. Is that what it's called for short, Nativity Preparatory Academy? Tell us about the school. What makes it unique?
Yes, Mark, absolutely. Great question, brother. It's, you know, Nativity Prep is the only private middle school that is tuition-free in the Rochester region that is donor-funded, tuition-free for young people and families that are looking for something different. And typically we focus on young people and families from under-resourced and underserved communities across the region looking for something different, right? Our mission is to help transform the lives of those we want to serve and those we hope to serve through education, faith, and character. We were founded in Catholic principles, but Catholic principles stand for universal love. And so we accept individuals and families from all different faith traditions. And our hope in this middle school model, fifth grade through eighth grade, is to work with young people 3 to 4 years on campus. And then through our other pieces, through our grad support program, and you get a chance to talk to Manisha, who's fantastic. She is such an amazing ambassador of that program. But our hope is 3 to 4 years on campus with the families and students, and then to help get them into the best fit high schools across the region. And then also working with those individual staff teams at those high schools to help them get into the best 2-year or 4-year colleges. And to go one step further through our network of mentorship and tutors, provide leadership and support to find the best fit next step, right? So if that's an internship, if that's a career right into go right into to work, whatever that looks like, we try to provide resources, people, and support at every level to ensure that we can break cycles and create new paths, right? So no one kind of picks the zip code they're born to, right? That's not a choice you have in this world. You don't get a chance for the zip code or for the county or for the country. But when you're born into this world, we should have a coalition of love and support that comes around a family, regardless of their background, to help them find a chance through education. And that's who we honestly stand for.
And we're talking, when you say middle school, James, you're talking, is it 5th through 8th grade? Is that correct?
Yeah. 5th through 8th grade. So a little bit unique. So it's middle school plus fifth, but we think it's a national model. There's 52 schools across the country, actually a couple in Canada, that follow this 3 to 4 year model of helping young people kind of meeting where they are when we enroll and rise in 5th grade and 6th grade to help ascertain how we can best provide a plan. We're small on purpose, Mark. So we do 16 to 18 kids in a classroom on purpose. So we can have a 1-to-7-ish, 1-to-8 ratio with staff to students so we can go deeper. So if there's any challenges or opportunities to address, we can go a little bit deeper with the student because we believe every child has an innate ability. They just need the opportunity and the resources around them to be successful.
Yeah, we're speaking with James Smith, the president of Nativity Preparatory Academy here in Rochester, serving grades 5 through 8, remarkable sounding school. So let me ask you this. So when people and students come into your school, do they have to come in 5th grade so they get all 4 years, or do some transfer in, you know, grade 6, grade 7 kind of thing?
Absolutely. That's exactly the latter piece. So we typically recruit 5th and 6th grade because we know that 5th grade is a unnatural start. Most of our kids come from the Rochester, all of them come from the Rochester region. And so 5th grade is a unique start. So we recruit 5th and 6th, but if we have space in 7th, if there's a slot or 2 available, we try to find a way to, you know, and there's a need there, of course. We always try to fill the slots with families looking for a different opportunity. So yeah, that's typically where we start. Well, if we have a slot available in 7th and 8th, we try to find a way to match a family and that student with our school.
It sounds like when people think, I think, generally about school and middle school and high school, all the schools, they think primarily about education. But it sounds like what you offer in Nativity Preparatory Academy, it goes not just 1 or 2 steps beyond that. It goes several steps beyond just classroom performance. I mean, you guys really help build character and more.
Yeah, 100%, Mark. That's the cornerstone of our organization. It's, you know, the key character skills or character development, right? Those soft skills are really important. How do we figure out a way to meet someone where they are? So when you come to the school, and I'm inviting everybody, all your listeners, I want to give them tours. I want them to see something hopeful and positive and powerful. Having, like I mentioned earlier, having families and young people from all different walks of life, all different faith traditions coming together in one space, respecting and loving each other and learning how to connect with one another is a powerful foundation for where they end up going, right? So from here, from this kind of community where we try to break down some of the barriers of communication issues or whatever that might look like, just some of the challenges, we want to create an opportunity for people to be vulnerable and then have the confidence to be able to show the world who they really are, right? And so from there, we look to partner with those high schools I mentioned before. And some of those high school partners are McCoy Jesuit, Aquinas, you know, Our Lady of Mercy, Bishop Kearney, SOTA, for it's all about best fit, right? And beyond. And then after that, we literally have staff and volunteers that work with those schools to help young people get to Nazareth College or St. John Fisher. And in fact, RIT, I mean, and to go one step further, we also know that going right into careers could be a really optimal opportunity for our young people. So we have a pathway through our grad support program to help young people who want to be a mason, maybe want to be a bricklayer, you know, who may want to get into plumbing or into HVAC. These are critically important pieces. You need that village. You need that coalition of love and support to have young people be successful. They need to feel the hope and the optimism of their potential and their power in this world. And we try to create that through this kind of collaboration that kind of starts here in those first years, but it really is like a three to four years here, plus a partnership at the high school level, plus a partnership at the career and college level. And then, as you're going to hear shortly, we try to pay it forward. We try to have all our alumni understand the brilliance that is who they are, the essence of who they are, and the power of them telling their story to come back to the campus and tell the next group of kids their journey and their story to reignite or to fire them up to, hey, this is possible. Because, Brother Mark, I don't want to date myself, but I'm a little older, and if you saw me in person, you could see the silver in my beard. But I'm a Rochester-born native, and I love this city, and I know that we have the skills and the ability and the tools to come together and do the change that we need to inspire young people to know how great they are. And so that's where the alumni component comes in. That's the secret sauce for us. Right now, 100% of our kids graduate from our school and go into high school. Just shy of 90% of our kids are graduating from high school. I put that data up against anybody in this community or in this state saying, regardless of economic backgrounds, if you put young people in a fertile community of love and support, you will see them thrive, and that's what's happening here in the Civvy Prep.
So there's so much there's so many unique things about this school. Tuition, it's a tuition-free model that kind of, I think, caught people's ears right from the jump. Tell us about that. How do you make that happen? Because running a school cannot be a cheap endeavor.
Amen, brother. So, you know, that's where the philanthropy, right? So critically important, you know, 94 to 95% of all the dollars that we have to run this exceptional school, to provide some of the best staff in the region, to support our families and their students on their journey, it's all philanthropy. That's a big chunk. That is individual donors and families who have had a chance to experience and see firsthand what's happening here, to meet young people like Manisha and others and say, okay, this is a place I want to invest in, because Manisha and students like Manisha and others deserve this opportunity regardless of their background. And that is a powerful piece. Of course, you know, the challenge and the opportunity is there in the ever-changing times with some of the things that we face in our community. We have to make sure we're always ever present in and around the school sharing the message so people can understand that our data of 100% getting placed in high school, oh, just shy of 98% of our kids graduating, and then just shy of 80% of our kids going on and graduating from a 2 or 4 year school, and then almost 95% of our kids going into workforce. Like, those data points are unbelievable, but they come with the fact that people are investing in the future of young people. And they can see the difference when they put that kind of effort forth through the time, talent, and treasures. The outcomes are brilliant future leaders. You know, one day I tease Manisha all the time. There's a handful. Manisha's one of them. There's a couple of others I tease all the time. My ultimate goal is to retire one day and have an alum run the school, come run the organization, pay it forward, continue to tell the story, and ensure that this organization and this mission is here for generations to come.
How many students are enrolled at the school presently?
So our model, it's intimate on person, so the impact is deep, not wide. So the mission is 60 to 70 kids per year. We have 63. I'm trying to get a few more. I'd love to get to 70. Mark, I tell you right now, as we're sitting here having this great conversation, and there's a family or there's an individual that is excited about that, they may work with families who are looking for a better fit for their young person, I love to have 70 every single year, because the outcomes I just shared are so phenomenal. I want to try to have every student possible experience that.
Yeah, it sounds absolutely remarkable. We're speaking with James Smith. He is the president of Nativity Preparatory Academy here in Rochester. Website is nativityrochester.org. You can find more about the school on their website. James said he'd give you a tour of the school, too, if you'd like. You can reach out to them, and I assume they can take you up on that, right?
Yes. It would be my honor and privilege to give. I give group tours. I'll give 5 at a time, 10 at a time. It does not matter. I'm excited. Like I said, a Rochester native, born and raised here. And, you know, just some context, Mark, as we talk about this mission, the reason I've been with the organization for 9 years, my 6 years as president. I was on the board for 3 years before that. The reason I love this mission, Manisha knows this, is I had a mentor like what Nativity provides for me come into my life in the middle school arena, where I was on the precipice of going down a very dark path that was going to lead to some short-term gains, but also going to lead to a challenge for me and for my family. I was making some choices in a vacuum because I was missing the kind of role models I needed in my life. And I had someone come into my space and be that light for me and to show me a different path. That man changed my life. And now I'm the president of this organization and work alongside Manisha. And when I tell you that this is where you have to be, you got to see it to believe it. That person is what Nativity is done as an intentional organization. It has built the systems in place to ensure that young people have the support to be brilliant, to regardless of what's going on, to create an environment for them to be excellent and to support them every step of the way. So that's why I love what I do, and that's why I would absolutely adore the chance to give hundreds of tours. People
yeah.
need to see what's happening here because it's magical.
100%. Website is nativityrochester.org to learn more online. You can head there right now. Take a look at the website, nativityrochester.org. And we're going to speak with Manisha here in just a second, an alumni from the school. I just want to circle back a little bit because we talked about how in order to be eligible to attend Nativity Preparatory Academy, you have to live within the city school district limits. Is that it?
It's the Rochester region. So Rochester. We have expanded. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. That's a great question. We've been serving the Rochester community since our inception, our first class in 2009. And some of our families have had opportunities to find housing around Rochester. And so we're not going to stop serving them because their housing changed.
Right.
So we've expanded in the sense of family starting in one region, but now you might find a great fit apartment for maybe you just added a new one, right?
Sure.
So now you need a second bedroom. And so now you're engaged. Maybe now you're in Greece. Maybe now in Irondequoit. We have the ability to accommodate those families who may start with us, may start here in Rochester with us, but also may find housing that may be a better fit for them and their family as they go throughout the journey.
I'm guessing it's parents that reach out. How do they apply to have their kids become students at Nativity Prep Academy, and how do you evaluate? What are you looking for?
Yeah, so the first step is that website that you mentioned, thecityofrochester.org. You can go, ladies and gentlemen, you can refer someone in your circle right now that you know is a parent or parents looking for something different based on what we're talking about today. That nativityrochester.org website, there's a sheet right on there you can click on and start the journey. It goes right to my team. It's an interest form, basically, Mark, and we can start the conversation there. After we get that conversation, it's setting up a meeting, a visit to the school. We want our families to feel really good. The same way I want to give tours to individuals that might want to volunteer their time to help mentor and tutor with us, or potentially support the mission here and become a sponsor or a donor, I want our families to feel the same way, because the relationship across the board, it's connected. It's not one part of the relationship over the other. It's all connected, and I want our families to see it. So getting them on campus to see the school, to meet staff and faculty, to ask as many questions as possible. And then we also do, once we get that part and have a kid, even we try to have youngsters do a half day with us if possible, right? Have them, he or she, experience the campus, meet some of the kids so they can go, okay, this is real. Like, this is different. I feel like this could be a community that I can be a part of, almost like an educational family. And after that is assessment. Like, we have my principal, Jim Kramer, does a phenomenal job of assessing the young person to find out where they are. right? It's really just to understand academically where they are on their journey and then what potentially we have to, you know, kind of build into their individualized plan to support them on that journey, right? Yeah. So that's kind of the process. And people are like, James, it sounds too good to be true. Like, I got that, but I'm here, and this is year six, and it's not. It's truly getting families to understand once we begin that conversation, if we have a spot and if it's the fit for us collectively, the family and the school, like, then we're moving forward, and we want you here, and we're going to be a part of your educational journey through college, career, and beyond.
Yeah. Wow, sounds remarkable. James Smith, president of Nativity Preparatory Academy here in Rochester. NativityRochester.org is the website. And we'll chat with James again in just a second. We've got some fundraising events coming up we want to tell you about. And we want to tell you how you can get involved as well. Even if you don't have a student that's school age or you're not a student that's school age, there are ways you can get involved and support this great opportunity for young people here in our communities. And we'll cover that here in just a second. But waiting patiently on the other line is Manisha Geary. Manisha, nice to chat with you.
Hi there. I'm ready to chat with you, too.
All right. Are you class of 2017? Is that what I see here?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. So tell us about this. How did you get involved in Nativity Prep? Tell us about your time there.
So I was referred to it by my cousin. He was he learned about this opportunity by a professor that actually was doing like tutoring days on Saturdays, and she was a really nice lady, and she showed him the school, and he fell in love with the school, and his sister and him, like, they wanted to like join together, but she was in third grade at the time, so she couldn't join. So after he went to the summer camp that happens right before fifth grade, he told me about the school afterwards, and I ended up loving the school as well. And that's how I started my journey in fifth grade, and then I did my sixth, seventh, and eighth grade, and eventually graduated from Nativity Prep, and then joined Mercy, and am currently in SUNY Brockport right now.
Wow, congratulations. What are you studying at SUNY Brockport?
I am doing international business as my major and minor in IT.
That's fantastic. Wow. Wow, oh, wow. Congratulations. Well done.
Thank you.
So tell us, what did you love most about your time at Nativity Prep Academy?
I think when Mr. James Smith was speaking, he was saying a lot of the things that I wanted to say. I think it really does bring out, like, it really does make you feel like a family. It really does, because every summer there is a summer camp that we go to, and I don't remember the camp's name. I think it's Camp Asbury. I'm not sure. But
yes.
That's the one we used to, yes. We used to go there, and we just, I think when you just get yourself involved with people that are like your family that you see every day in school, and we had like long school hours. We had long school hours, and like being with them from 7 a.m. till 6 p.m., I think, like even then we had like the bond that we needed to, like, you know, to be really close with each other. But at the camp, it really just showed each other like how to, like, I guess kind of like tolerate each other like as siblings. And it really did bring out like the best in everyone and gave us another chance to, like, I don't know, kind of grow, and mature. And like the camp was just a very different, surreal experience for me, because I had never like left my family and, you know, lived with just friends and teachers. And it was just, it was at that time, the word I described it was weird, but now it's like, it's very nice that I did that, because it really did show me a different way of life.
That's fantastic. Manisha Geary is who we're chatting with. She's an alumni of Nativity Preparatory Academy here in Rochester. Website again for the school is nativityrochester.org. Did you notice, so did you begin school there in fifth grade? Is that when you transferred to Nativity Preparatory Academy?
Yes, fifth grade is when I started Nativity. Before that, I was in, I believe, school number 50.
Okay, so did you notice, even at that age, did you notice a big difference from fourth grade to fifth grade in, you know, your daily school routine?
Yes, I did. It was very different. I mean, when I started Nativity, we had very long hours. I don't think they have that after COVID now, but I remember we used to start school very early, and we had homework time in school. We had enrichment time, which is when we did our activities. And then school ended around like 5 to 6 p.m. and we would get home around 7 p.m. And it would just, it would be the same thing every day, you know. And I really, coming from like a public school to a private school, it was very different because private schools, I feel like I mean, at least what I experienced, I felt like they were very tough on you with your academics, you know, and that's what I really, like, I always was very pushy on myself as well, and when you find a school that's very pushy on that subject as well, I feel like I really found my connection with that, and knowing that there are people out there that care about your education as much as you do and more, and it's not just your family, but other people that want to see you succeed, and I just thought, like, private education was just so important, and that's why I valued my time and activity, which allowed me to, like, be a part of Mercy and where I am today, and it just let me see life on a bigger scale, because I feel like I wouldn't think of the things and dream of the things that I could and should and would if I wasn't at Nativity.
Yeah. That's remarkable. Manisha Giri, alumni at Nativity Preparatory Academy. Website for the school, you want to learn more information, is nativityrochester.org. We'll switch back to James here for just a moment. So you guys must have some pretty good partnerships with other organizations and nonprofits in Rochester. Is that true?
Brother Mark, yeah, absolutely. We're so blessed. And just a quick to reply to Manisha, she is a blessing. She had the longest days ever. Post COVID, we're now 7:30 to 4:30. Kids get here around 7:15. They go home around 4:45 on the bus, and so the day is a little bit longer, but a little bit shorter. But we've been able to sneak in. Right, Alicia, still have enrichment study hour and enrichment for the kids, and also try to get them home for dinner a little bit. So a little bit less. God bless you and your crew for going through the long days. But to your point, Mark, yeah, we're so fortunate, man. We have partners like the YMCA of Greater Rochester, the Hochstein School of Music. I mentioned some other partners earlier when I talked about where our kids are going. They're also partners. St. John Fisher has a robust program on campus from nursing students to others on campus working with our students. Nazareth College has a program called Partners for Learning. They're on campus on a regular basis providing tutors and also enrichment needs so we can do the various activities in the afternoon. But we have programs like, oh my gosh, why am I forgetting my guy, Mr. Mahar's? Oh, Sound Collective, which is an amazing addition. So we have Hochstein School of Music, but then we also have Sound Collective, which is this gentleman named Ray Mahar, who does a fantastic job creating opportunities for our kids to either build a band or explore music in various ways. So partnering Hochstein and having them do music and movement, and then having Ray and Sound Collective go a little bit deeper in a different direction, gives our kids a chance. And that's just some of the partners. I mean, RIT, I mentioned before, as a school where we have students, and we also have a very unique connection there through a fantastic scholarship, because one of the things, and I just have to highlight this, one of the things that we've been working on, right, Manisha, is not only scholarshiping families to the campus 5th to 8th grade, Mark, we also currently provide tuition assistance for any of our private college prep high schools. So students graduating from Nativity Prep in 8th grade going to a McQuaid or a Mercy or Aquinas or Bishop Kearney, they are phenomenal partners, academic partners, and they provide, you know, our families with tremendous scholarships. But the gap can still be daunting when you're dealing with some of the economic challenges of our community, right? And so we also fundraise, because of our wonderful and generous donors, some gap funding to provide support for that tuition assistance or that kind of parenting piece to go to those schools like that. And exciting, we're in year two. What's exciting about RIT, not only are they a volunteer on campus or a partner on campus, but we also have a scholarship called the Davitt Scholarship. And after Mark and Maureen Davitt, who have just tremendous philanthropists in this community who are supporting young men and women who come through our program, go off to high school, and if they're in a STEM field, and they get in. They got to get in, and which is awesome. Do the work and commit to yourself in your educational journey at high school, but also once you apply for RIT and you get in and you pass their rigor, you have, you know, a gap, a tuition or a gap funding opportunity there to ensure that you can go to one of the most prestigious STEM schools in the country. And we have a couple of our first inaugural students at that program. So those are just to name a few of the partners. And I'm sure I'm leaving out a plethora of partners, but that's how we do it. Mm. Well, that's the secret sauce. I think on top of, you know, following our kids is finding partners who are like-minded, who are looking to connect with other organizations like ourselves to say, how do we bring this kind of village-style approach to education from early into the journey academically all the way through. Because my hope with some of these partnerships, of course, our goal in each of these partnerships, as you heard, we have students at RG, we have students at Fisher, we have, as you can hear, we have students at Brockport. Jimmy Brockport has been a partner in the past year. We're going to get him back very soon. I appreciate Jimmy Brockport. Go Eagles, Golden Eagles. But have you heard, what you've heard is people coming together, organizations coming together, because we believe in this kind of approach that it takes so many people to support a young person to allow them to be brilliant. They just need that kind of love. They need that kind of consistency, that kind of affirmation, that kind of a compassionate accountability so they can be brilliant because it's there. So these partnerships are, just to name a few, allow us to go that deep into our model when it comes to supporting individual children on a very profound level, right? And so, like, you know, that goes to the volunteers and mentor piece, you know, that it's essential, right? It's critically important to have these partnerships, to have these mentors, and to also have the community that says, I'm looking, right? I'm looking for an organization that's doing the work, that's committed to our community, and that is looking to lift up and support and give an academic foundation for young people to just leap into the future. And that's how it happens here.
That's remarkable. We're speaking with James Smith and Manisha Geary. One is the president of Nativity Preparatory Academy, the other an alumni of the school. Website is nativityrochester.org. And as we wrap things up, let's talk about a couple of events you guys have on your calendar. You have two big fundraisers, it sounds like, every year. And then we're going to tell people how they can get involved and maybe make a financial donation to the school as well. But let's talk about the couple of events you have planned. Tell us about the big ones.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I'm blessed. We're very fortunate to be on this call with one of our co-MCs from our first one. So Manisha was our co-MC. She helped host our annual on-campus fundraiser awareness campaign program. It's called Nativity in Bloom. This year it's on April 25th, 2026. That's April 25th, that Saturday, from 6 to 8 or 6 to 9. Actually, we 6 until, like, people can stay and enjoy themselves. And that, you know, Manisha was fantastic last year with another young man named Dependra, who did a great job. And that is our major fundraiser. We try to bring people in and get a chance, for them to get a chance, new friends and old friends, to see the campus, to meet some of the dynamic young people that are going to school here, that are alumni in high school or college like Manisha, and also career, like young people that are already on that next you know, part of their journey. So it's just to give them the kind of the totality of this approach. It's holistic from the beginning, their first day with us, until they come back and they're a part of Paint It Forward. Like, Manisha is one of my biggest ambassadors, right? She speaks so beautifully and so powerfully about her experience and her journey that excites other individuals who are looking and trying to find or ascertain what's a good fit for them. So that's number one. And then in August, coming up, it's August, that's Sunday. Oh, my gosh, I'm sorry, that's Saturday. August 1st. Mark, am I getting that correctly? It's, my gosh, August 1st. It's August 1st, but it's our Billy D Classic, Golf Classic. That is our golf tournament, so it's in the summer. That is, you know, I know it's far, it's way in the future, but if you love golf and you love an opportunity to come around great people, that the Billy D Golf Classic is at Shadow Lake right here in Monroe County. It's a phenomenal opportunity for people to get together, have food fellowship, there's a dinner involved. But also the proceeds go to help lift up and support the school throughout the year. And that is, you know, been led by a family for over almost 15 years now that really believes in the mission here. And we are so blessed to have them be a part of it. I think those are two big events that are coming up. The other component of this is, you know, we are really at any time, Mark. We are at any time. It could be tomorrow. It could be November 1. It doesn't really matter the day. We are always looking for opportunities to get more families to experience, to visit, even if they're thinking about next year, right? That's okay. Let's start talking about next year now, right? To come on campus and to see what's happening on a daily basis so they can have their youngster shadow and spend time in the classroom and for those families to meet our staff and our faculty and talk about what that could look like. The other pieces, and we should mention, you know, some of the people that brought, you know, them to the campus, like the experience of a professor connected to the school. Like, we are always looking for mentors and tutors. Not only are our partner schools mentors and tutors, but we have community partners. We have individuals that were former educators that volunteer. We have individuals from the business world. It's like soon to be where Manisha's going, right? International business. We have individuals that were accounting or MBAs or they had families or they had kids that went to one of our college prep high schools that come and volunteer as tutors in math, science, social studies, and ELA or English. Those are all opportunities. We have over 200 community volunteers that allows, like what Manisha experienced, those long days, you know, to come on campus, to work with in smaller groups, two or three kids at a time, in correspondence with the educator or the new teacher to help go deeper with the education here, to support the youngsters as they continue to grow and thrive in their area, right? So how do we deal with some of the challenges of maybe a student may not be where they want to be when they come here? They may be behind. Well, those community partners and tutors allow us to go deeper. So we're always looking for that time and talent component of, you know what, I woke up today, I'm listening to Brother Mark's show on Legends. Oh my goodness, James and Manisha sound fantastic. I want to learn more. You go to that website, nativityrochester.org, and there's an opportunity for that to come experience that, to come to give us an inquiry so we can reach out to you and say, hey, we'd love to give you a tour so you can see how you might be able to bring your time and talent on campus and to work with our kids. That's always a huge piece. And of course, you mentioned, Mark, you know, this is all about trust and faith, right? Mm-hmm. There's sponsorship and donor opportunities. This is our lifeblood. We could not do this without our donors and our sponsors. They allow us to do this amazing work. They give me the privilege to work alongside Manisha and others on a daily basis. But with that, I would love for individuals who are looking for a great organization to potentially invest in and to partner with, same thing. Come for a tour. Come for a visit. Give me an opportunity to have you meet some of the young people on campus, the future leaders, the future Manishas of the world, to ask them questions about their experience. Don't listen to me. I'm the president. This is what I was born for this. This is my calling. I want you to talk to our staff. I want you to talk to our young people and ask the questions that you're interested in, because they are absolutely brilliant and beautiful. And they are the product of someone saying, I am committing to Nativity Prep because I want young people to feel safe, secure, and loved so they can thrive. And that's what's happening here. So those are some of the opportunities that we offer to the community as they look around the mosaic that is the Rochester region and go, where do I find the place to plant my flag and say, I want to be a part of this. I see the outcomes, James, you just talked about. I want to learn more. I invite everyone that's listening to your show, Brother Mark, to challenge you. Come on campus. Come visit. Come see what's happening. Come to one of those events, the April 25th event. Reach out on the website, thecityofrochester.org. We can connect you with that. But more importantly, families, community members, please, please go to thecityofrochester.org. I would love, and my staff would love, the chance to meet you, to show you the school, to invite you to see the classrooms in action so we can have the partnerships continue to grow.
You guys have both done such a great job getting this fired up about Nativity Preparatory Academy, I'll tell you that. We've been speaking with James Smith, the president of the school, and Manisha Geary, an alumni of the school who's currently enrolled at SUNY Brockport. You want more information about the school? We've mentioned the website several times, but if you haven't visited yet, here it is one more time. NativityRochester.org. That's NativityRochester.org. You can find out all about the school. You can request a tour. James would be happy to give you that tour personally of the school.
Yes.
You can make donations and you can sponsor students through the website as well, or learn more information about that. And also learn more about becoming a mentor or a tutor. If you have free time on your hands, if you have experience, if you have that education, you'd love to share. And like James said, pour into some of these young people in our community, grades 5 through 8, there are opportunities for you to get involved. Again, the website is nativityrochester.org. The name of the school, Nativity Preparatory Academy, here in Rochester. Manisha, James, pleasure to meet you both. Thank you so much for sharing with us here on the air today. It means a lot to us, and we wish you both all the best.
Amen, Mark. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 102.7 WLGZ, DJRO Broadcasting.